director Christopher Nolan, this guy right here, is making a movie based on the book, the poem, The Odyssey. And I'm not kidding when I say any of this, but the role of Achilles will reportedly be played by Elliot Page. Looks like a guy, formerly Ellen Page, meaning the most famous warrior in history, not just Greek history, all of history, Achilles, is about to be played by a transgender woman in a brand new movie. You might remember Ellen Page from the hit movie Juno 20 years ago, where she was definitely a woman.
Hear, O great warrior. Open this.
I have a new shop, new designs, have a look. Link is in the description. It helps the channel, I'm sure you'll find something you'll like. Thanks in advance, and let's get going. In recent years, Hollywood has shown a marked propensity for race-swapping traditionally white characters with sub-Saharan actors, often under the banner of diversity and inclusion. This trend is particularly evident in comic book adaptations, think Marvel, where seemingly every ginger character, which is the rarest form of human on Earth, I might add, well, they are frequently reimagined as sub-Saharan African or mixed race characters. Diabolical or coincidence, I will let you decide that. But this choice, well, it can logically align with the fictional, adaptable nature of those superhero universes because it doesn't alter the core narratives. However, this nebulous practice becomes far more contentious and deliberately destructive when applied to historical or mythological figures rooted in specific European cultural and ethnic contexts. The 2018 BBC Netflix series Troy, Fall of a City, set a grim precedent by casting black actors as Achilles and Zeus, while turning the Greek hero story into a bisexual threesome spectacle, complete with a sub-Saharan Patrocles. And now, to nobody's surprise, it is happening again in Christopher Nolan's big-budget adaptation of The Odyssey. The studio and Nolan himself has chosen the 43-year-old sub-Saharan actress Lupita Nyong'o as Helen of Troy, the most beautiful woman in the Greek world and whose face launched 1,000 ships. And you can watch a video I made on that last year, and you can find it in my back catalog on the appropriately named Odyssey. Nolan has also slotted Zendaya, another African-American performer, as the goddess Aphrodite, and rapper Travis Scott as a bard, explicitly, in his own words, nodding to oral poetry by injecting rap music into the sacred rhythms of Homer's epic. But the crown jewel of all of this relentless social engineering coming out of Hollywood over the past several decades is the persistent rumor of transgender actor Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page, as Achilles, the unmatched warrior of Greek myth. And while it has been confirmed by many sources and would surprise absolutely no one, and that being the casting of Page as Achilles, for the purposes of this video, I want to stress once again that this could simply be a calculated rumor that has been spread by the studio to gain free publicity. Now, that said, in this video, we will be working under the assumption that the rumors are at least plausible, even if many have jumped the gun and stated the rumors being fact. But by entertaining the plausible casting of Page as Achilles, we will attempt in this video to deconstruct this film in the wider context of the media's assault on Western civilization. But before we continue our roasting of this disaster of a movie, here's something far more rewarding that I have been doing with my downtime. I want you to check this out. You can make real money while playing games. And it's totally legit. It's called Free Cash, and they have a 4.7 star rating with over 278,000 reviews on Trustpilot. See it for yourself. It's very easy. Just sign up, get offers, complete them, and cash out. I chose Wudoku Blast because it looked fun. So what you do is you start, Make sure that you enabled app tracking because that's how FreeCash verifies your progress and pays you out correctly. Sometimes making small in-app purchases speeds things up, and the app actually gave me cash back for that too. So to get your cash, go to the cash out section. I selected PayPal and done. Try it using the link in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you'll get a $10 bonus on your first offer that you start. Also important, this offer is only limited to the countries listed on the screen. Again, this is legit. See their 4.7 rating on Trustpilot for yourself. Check it out. You've got nothing to lose and some cash to gain. Thank you very much to FreeCash for sponsoring this video. Now, back to Achilles, and what you have to understand is this is not innocent updates or artistic liberties, let's be clear. They are calculated acts of cultural erasure, transforming one of the foundational stories of Western civilization into a blunt instrument of modern ideological propaganda. Achilles is no interchangeable Marvel sidekick. He is the living embodiment of ancient Greek masculine excellence, the peerless hero whose rage, honor, and martial supremacy propel the entire Trojan War cycle. His very name and presence evoke unmatched physical prowess, semi-divine favor from the gods, and tragic glory. The absolute pinnacle of what the ancient Hellenic world idealized in the male form, body, and spirit. Casting a biological female who identifies as a male, who is herself 5 feet 1 inch or 155 centimeters tall with a very slight petite build, in this role does not diversify the myth, it annihilates its soul. It reduces the archetypal warrior king to a hollow vessel for today's gender politics, stripping away the epic's profound exploration of heroism, morality, mortality, renown, and glory, and the distinctly male-coded virtues of courage, wrath, and excellence that made the tale resonate across the millennia. And having Paige play Achilles, well, it collapses the internal logic entirely. The wrath that levels armies, slaughters heroes, and topples cities now emanates from a figure whose very casting mocks the Homeric ideal of bodily perfection, youthful vigor, and martial virtue.
King Xerxes offers his respect, ma'am. All he asks is that Sparta kneels a simple bow and your people will be spared.
Don't call me ma'am.
My apologies, miss. Xerxes is generous. He only wants your loyalty. Surely even a delicate thing like yourself can understand that.
I said don't f***ing misgender me!
Ma'am, calm down. No need to get emotional.
It is Sir!
And this desecration carries even heavier weight when one considers the unbroken chain of Western heroic tradition that flows directly from Achilles. Perhaps the greatest military commander in human history, Alexander the Great, not only openly idolized him, but treated the Iliad as his personal Bible, carrying it on every campaign, sleeping with it under his pillow from Macedonia to India, and making the solemn pilgrimage to Achilles' tomb in Troy, where he and his companion Hephaestion paid ritual homage to the fallen hero as if greeting kin. Alexander consciously modeled his lightning conquests, personal bravery in the thick of battle and insatiable pursuit of immortal glory on the swift-footed Myrmidon, even claiming divine descent through his mother Olympias to forge a direct blood link to Achilles. This reverence of Achilles by Alexander, well, it elevated him to an archetype for every Hellenistic king and conqueror who followed. And in turn, Alexander became the eternal standard for which every other ambitious European general who followed him. Julius Caesar, upon seeing a statue of Alexander in Spain, reportedly wept because at the same age he had conquered nothing of comparable scale, and then went on to emulate that model of rapid expansion, charismatic leadership, and audacious risk-taking that built Rome's empire. Following the direct link to Achilles, centuries later, Napoleon Bonaparte pored over Alexander's campaigns like sacred texts, adopting his strategies of speed and maneuver, his vision of a unified continent under one supreme commander, and explicitly positioning himself as the modern Alexander, who would surpass even the ancients. The line of inspiration, well, it stretched onwards through Roman emperors who invoked Trojan and Achillean ancestry in their imperial propaganda, through medieval European knights who internalized Homeric valor as the soul of chivalry, and into the Enlightenment era with generals who studied these figures as the blueprint for martial genius. By mutilating Achilles through the casting of a transgender performer, this film severs the sacred, millennia-spanning lineage at its very mythic root. It tells generations of young men that the archetypes of strength, ambition, honor, and world-shaping heroism they once aspired to emulate were never truly theirs to claim in the first place. This is social engineering at its most brazen and contentious. Hollywood is not adapting the Odyssey, it is actively rewriting and degrading European heritage to demoralize and reprogram audiences, particularly the young, into believing their foundational myths were never really theirs to begin with. The same voices that once shrugged off the race-swapping of Helen as just fantasy or delusion, well, they now also celebrate Paige as Achilles, proving that the agenda was never about creative fidelity to Homer, but about outright conquest, systematically replacing European icons with sub-Saharan Africans, mixed-race celebrities, rappers, transgender activists, and it should be noted, American accents, until nothing recognizably Greek or Western remains. The result is no longer tragedy or epic poetry. It is a deliberate perversion, a final nail in the coffin of authentic storytelling. The culture's highest symbols of beauty, divinity, masculine heroism, and civilizational continuity are inverted into instruments and used for its own destruction. What emerges is not Nolan's Odyssey, but a $250 million act of vandalism, coldly engineered like so much that comes out of the media today, to make the West forget who it even was, and ensure it never produces another Alexander, another Caesar, another Napoleon, or another Achilles again. More so, this movie represents probably the absolute peak, the high watermark, if you will, of the current cycle of left-wing cultural dominance in America. For one thing, nobody is watching what Hollywood is producing. They might be able to hide their bombs in streaming, but this is by far the most flagrant act of cultural self-sabotage we've ever seen, stopping short of some kind of physical demolition of history practiced by people like the Taliban or Maoists. Even many dyed-in-the-wool fanatical leftists are breaking ranks. They may not openly admit what the film actually is, but they are treating it with noticeably sharper mockery and disdain than usual. I'm really hoping Elliot Page ends up being the Achilles heel of this movie. Let this be the ultimate FU to Western civilization, a spectacular, in-your-face clusterfuck that stands as a permanent monument to the hubris and overreach of the authoritarian left. The best you can do is not even watch this abomination, as there are many older versions of this same story just ready for a fresh look. Well, if you're still with me by the end of this video, thank you very much for watching. You're among the very few that can make it through something that's more than 2 minutes long, so thanks for that. If you have any opinions or you'd like to challenge me on mine, please leave your thoughts in the comment section below. And also remember to check out today's sponsor, Free Cash. Link is in the description. And I don't think you'll be sorry that you did. With that said, I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.